Digital Solutions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going back to the phone so Sam in Missouri can finish his thought. Thanks for holding, sir.
Yeah, basically, what I just wanted to leave you with here is the argument seems to be over the issue of him owing taxes versus somebody like Al Sharpton or somebody like that, when in reality, we should have a fundamental problem with the idea that somebody can force money out of and say we owe money just because they say so. You know, I can't go to you, Bill. I can't walk up to you, gun in hand or no gun in hand, and just say, okay, Bill, you owe me money just because, you know.
And yeah, the problem with that is once they start it and once it gets accepted, what's the impetus for them to stop?
Yeah, and that's exactly where we are now. I mean, look at how we've been lied to on so many fronts. When the income tax was imposed back in, you know, when it first started, we were told that that was only a wartime tax, and we see how that went. You know, I mean, the bottom line is that we need to start coming around to the whole idea of the problems with taxation as it's being done in this. I mean, what's going on right now is totally incompatible with a free society, and the problem is it's been in effect now for so long that that's all anybody's ever known, so they just live with it, and that's the danger in all this kind of stuff. And it's like anything else, once you push it long enough and once you get a generation indoctrinated in it, whether it's gun control, whether it's taxation or whatever, taxation of land, I mean, look, if I can tax you of your land, then you don't really own it. You know, I mean, you can pay the
Correct.
You can pay the property off and everything else, and what you've got is a yearly rent.
You're correct. Absolutely, Sam.
That's all I got.
Well, that was plenty, and I appreciate it.
All right, you have a great day. And by the way, good luck on trying to quit the smoking, too.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that as well. Stay safe and feel free to call me anytime. In Columbia recently, and I probably know which gun shop this is, because there's not that many in Columbia. I've been in all of them. In Columbia, South Carolina recently, an undercover FBI agent walked in there, and he left behind on the wall, for the edification of the people that worked in the gun shop, a list of what to consider to be suspicious in somebody that wants to buy guns. Item number one, payment in cash or someone else's credit card. That makes me suspicious. Reluctant or unwilling to produce valid ID. You can't buy a gun without that if you don't produce it. Large purchases or unusual inquiries to buy in bulk. That means everybody that goes to a Chris Costa class that needs to take 2,200 rounds is suspicious. Lack of knowledge regarding firearms or product usage. All you new gun buyers, you terrorists. Hints at illegal or misuse of explosives. Isn't that sort of does that even need to be brought up? How does that even go? Hey, what'd you do here before you came to buy this gun? I was blowing up traffic signs. Illegally, I might add. new or unknown customers. The whole purpose behind being in business is to constantly have a new stream of consumers coming in, so every time they succeed in their goal, it's suspicious. Nervousness or evasiveness. If you've never owned a gun before, and you come in there and you pick it up, and you're a little nervous about it, well, you are suspected. Recently in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm sure this has happened all across the nation, once again, the Bureau of Investigation from the feds, they seem to work in overdrive to monitor or harass you and the gun shops that sell to us. Surveillance of purchases is nothing new. But an FBI counterterrorism agent made a visit to a Columbia, South Carolina gun shop, only reinforcing the knowledge that the U.S. government is growing more and more concerned by the prospect of a well-armed populace, which they well should have. And it's too late to be worried about it now, guys. It's, you know, all of you FBI and Alphabet boys, it's too late. That is, the time to worry about that is gone. They're particularly worried about, you know, those of us who would like to live without constant government interference in our personal lives. After 9/11, the narrative surrounding counterterrorism operations was basically used to eviscerate your civil liberties, and it was initially based upon the threat of Muslim fundamentalists. That narrative has clearly shifted now from them, from the ones that actually did something, to, you know, just owning a gun, just being a law-abiding American citizen owns a gun. And you can either be politically active or you can be blissfully ignorant. either way, you're suspect if you show up at a gun shop. Now, this happened Monday, day before yesterday. And the individuals who spoke with him were somewhat alarmed to realize the agent's concern was not fundamentalist Muslims, but Americans who promote small government. According to an individual who was present during the visit, the person will remain anonymous for obvious reasons. The agent pulled up in a regular vehicle in plain clothes and took a look around the shop as if he were considering a purchase before approaching the staff and announcing that he was the FBI with the FBI counterterrorism unit. After showing proper identification, the agent told gun shop owners that he was tasked with all the gun shops in the general area and that he was charged with investigating suspicious purchases in accordance with counterterrorism operations. These purchases he mentioned, under any other description, are normal transactions. Paying with cash, purchasing long guns, and other, you know, innocuous behavior. But what surprised the owners of this gun shop was a statement regarding what he was most interested in tracking. According to the witness, the agent stated, "If you see some Middle Eastern guy come in, you don't have to be so worried about that." Now, see, that's stupid. A lot of people who become American citizens that may be from the Middle East, you know what? They can like small government, too. They can like it all day long. That may be why they came here in the first place. They may have renounced everything about their former lives and their former country, and they just want to be an American dude who grills with his buddies on the block. And he likes small government. No, what he's looking for are people talking about being sovereign, such as sovereign citizens or people talking about big government. He also mentioned that he has a spreadsheet on all the gun shops in the area. And he left that flyer that I just referenced with the shop that listed the generic and normal behavior of any customer that goes into any gun shop anywhere that might buy something from time to time. Your government is concerned about you that own guns. And so I hope they're really concerned about it. Coming up on the next break, I'll tell you why. This is completely beyond their scope. All they can do is harass people. You know, and we, you know, we just saw a really good, the litmus test was this weekend that, with the BLM. They are worried about losing the PR war if they go to shooting war. Because they know the jig is up. They know the jig is up. But we'll talk about that when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about this FBI visit to this Columbia, South Carolina gun store this past Monday. And for them to visit a local gun shop, that should really be no surprise to you. But it should also serve to you as a stark reminder that the U.S. government is very concerned about a well-armed populace. Obama has always been concerned about it. And it has really ratcheted up. I mean, gun rights have been gradually eroded in the United States for decades. But this assault on gun rights has been really taken up to another level altogether by the Obama administration. Now, for those of you who are expecting a public declaration of total gun illegality and martial law confiscation, you're going to be wringing your hands for a very long time, okay? Because they don't have to do that. Every time they incrementally erode our rights, for some reason we keep redefining the law on the sand. Now, the BLM thing sort of changed that. But what has been working for them all this time is this incremental procedure that they've been doing for a long time. Slight rule changes, isolated confiscations, they'll continue to take place over time in the hopes that the public will become properly acclimated to them as a fact of life, and they'll keep moving the public line in the sand back. That is their hope. That line will continue to be crossed, but only slightly from time to time. Eventually, we would wake up and find ourselves completely disarmed and neutered in a land that we once believed was free. At that point, completely defenseless, the thin veneer of freedom goes away completely. That paradigm is changing. New York drew a line in the sand, and New York gun owners crossed it. Connecticut did the same. In Nevada, the same thing has happened. You can expect to see some of this stuff start to ratchet up a little bit more as they continue to test this. These are probes. This is poking the tiger in the cage. Let's go to the phones. Renee in North Carolina. Yes, ma'am.
Well, y'all hit one of my hot button issues this morning. The FBI, okay? These people are such a fraud. You know, they sure can find the time to go to gun shows or to frame semi-intelligent Muslims or whatever. But I can tell you, as here I am, I ran a children's store in Louisiana. I have no criminal record. I have a college education. They would be hard-pressed to find any dirt on me, okay? So the thing is, when I go to them with, you know, evidence of criminal activity, I could, if they were interested in actually cleaning things up, I could aid them in cleaning out a small section of Louisiana, okay? On my own, I guarantee you there are many people in prison that they have in there on less evidence than what I have. Okay, these people will frame people, make up evidence, go around, do all kinds of stuff. But if somebody like me goes to them and tries to report real crime, particularly, it's like you say, corruption in government.
Right.
You get told things like, oh, this is the best. You got to hear this. They turn it around. They go, oh, we'd love to help you, lady, but we don't have the resources. See, it's my fault as a taxpayer that they can't help me. I didn't give them enough money.
Oh, well, you know, I've often wondered about people that get out there and want to be proactive, how they never get any help. And I honestly wonder if they don't try to do a little background check on somebody, try to figure out which way they voted. Try to figure out, do they belong to any civics groups or activist groups? I've wondered about that because...
Yeah, I'll tell you another thing they do, because I would say they do. They back-channel you, okay? And they go around and they check. And, of course, you have one government employee checking with another person within the system. They belong to the same club. Well, of course, because they don't really want to do anything, what they do is they back-channel you and they go check. Well, of course, that person could say, oh, that woman, she's crazy. You don't need to listen to her. Well, this is what they want to believe because they really don't want to do anything. So they are going to believe their fellow insider, okay? So the thing is, I've even caught them doing that. And completely doing a 180. At first when I was checking with somebody because even an accountant I caught doing stuff wrong involved in a legal case, and I had a lot of evidence, and the accounting board in Louisiana, oh, yeah, no, what you did, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. Anyway, I sent in all the evidence to do something. Apparently somebody placed a call, and then well, this is what one of the tricks they use, too. They'll go, well, it's all of a sudden they go blind. Oh, it's in their face, and they go, I can't see anything. It's like somebody they put a blindfold on. I can't see anything. They will do a complete 180. It's all about who's connected and who's not. There's nothing true. And I'll go further and look, say I'm going to bash them until the FBI shows up on my doorstep and says, oh, Miss Renee, we're so sorry. We're finally here to do something about the horrible injustice that was done to you, because there's no statute of limitations on a lot of the laws that they broke with me. Okay, there's no statute of limitations, and I never signed anything. See, when you sign things, and they tried desperately, okay? Even this is how bad. You want a story, I'll tell you what they do to, like, nice little middle-class women to scare them into going along. They will try to trump up some charges. I've met multiple women this has been done to. They'll try to trump up some charges and put you in jail. Well, that's going to scare the hell out of some nice little middle-class lady who's never seen the inside of a jail cell. And then your own lawyer goes to you and says, oh, look, honey, I bet I can get them to drop the charges, to sign an agreement that is totally unfair to you. I can bet you and get you out of jail if you just sign this. Well, the thing is, I've met multiple women that this same trick has been pulled on. So the thing is, these people, this is a systemic problem. This is a trick used around the country, because I've met multiple women that this has been done to. So the thing is, there are so many laws. If they were really interested in cleaning out corrupt people in government, hey, have I got a trunk load of evidence for you? But no, y'all have to go make up stuff to get innocent people and use entrapment and everything else. And then when people like me call, you go, I'm sorry, we don't have the resources. We know maybe if you weren't wasting them going doing all this ridiculous stuff and actually helped people who have evidence and to do the right thing, you'd have the money.
Are you telling me that the FBI is not that intrepid group of crime smashers as they're depicted in the Blacklist every week that I watch and love, and that they're actually out there as a fumbling bunch of idiots?
I have tried at least three times to call them. They'll say stuff like, this is something that happened in family court. You know what they tell me?
Well, before you tell me all that, I'm coming up on a break. So if you'll hold on a minute, just sit there and rev up and simmer just for a second. We'll finish that up. If you can do that for me, I'd appreciate it. I don't trust anybody that walks up to me and says, I'm with some obscure alphabet agency. Neither should you. We're here for your own good. Run. Run. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Renee in North Carolina. I was going to ask you, is that why you're in North Carolina now instead of Louisiana?
Yes, I was trying to flee the systemic corruption in Louisiana. But like I say, then you find out it's just everywhere. Yeah. But Louisiana, let's face it. Look at the reputation Louisiana has. Why shouldn't they believe somebody like me when I call in? But you see, they don't want to do anything. I was calling about a family court, corrupt family court, and legal system in Louisiana, and they'll say stuff like the FBI goes, oh, lady, we don't do domestic. This isn't domestic. This is corruption in the court. Another excuse I got to go, oh, lady, that's not a criminal matter. That's a civil matter. No, it's criminal. But see, if it's civil, you have to go hire an attorney, and they just start sucking your money out of you. I guarantee you, if what had been done to me had been done to them, they would see the criminality in it right away. So the thing is, these people are a complete fraud. And then to add insult to injury, like I say, they destroy people's lives financially, emotionally. I mean, this leaves you traumatized to go through something like this. And then you have to know that you, these same people that are corrupt and then these other people in government who it is their job to do something about it, who don't do it, you have to pay taxes for them to have a lucrative and early retirement. And that's just another slap in the face. So I'm really after, and I'm continue to be after, these government pensions that are separate but unequal and more lucrative than what people have on Social Security. These people, a lot of them can retire after 20 years and get a check for three times what some old lady on Social Security worked 50 years to get. And so the thing is, that's actually what keeps them corrupt. It's the carrot and the stick, and that's why the corruption is systemic, because they are really some of the biggest cowards. Their own fear, you know, they're real, oh, man, they're big, tough men. When it comes to picking on people who are powerless, but you want to see chicken, expect them to go after somebody if you maybe actually kind of hit back, and they turn into the biggest cowards. They can't even speak truth to power. I'm not asking you to dodge a bullet. I'm asking you to speak truth to power. They turn into the biggest yelping, cowardly dogs hiding under the porch. You know, so like I say, yes, I'm after them, and until they show up to do right by me, I'm going to continue to go after where it hurts them, their pocketbook. They do not deserve those lucrative pensions. It's what keeps them corrupt. How dare they? There's so many, because I know I'm not the only one. I know other people who have tried, reputable people who have tried to report crime to these people. And, I mean, you can make hundreds of phone calls. You call the FBI, the attorney general, the governor's office, and all these little people that work for them, they keep sending you in a circle. Oh, that's not my department. And they transfer you. And then the next person says, oh, that's not my department. And they keep sending you in a circle where you're even going back to the same people you originally started with. And this is their game. They do this to you till you finally give up. They're not there to help you. They're there to frustrate you to death till you finally go away. They're all a fraud.
Listen, Renee, next time you call me, I want you to get rid of all this introverted, I can't express myself veneer that you go with, and just really let it all hang out, okay?
Oh, I am. They have stepped on me and destroyed my life in so many ways, like I said, and I'm an older woman now where, like I say, I'm a lot wiser, and I don't give a darn. And so, yeah, I am going to tell it like it is.
All right. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. You stay safe, and I'll talk to you another time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Recently, in Canada, there was another reason, another indicator of why they need to have a gun registry in Canada. There was a local funk group there, a local funk rock band called Zachariah and the Prophets, and they were having a little party at their house. They invited another young person, Matthew DeGrood, the son of a senior Calgary police officer. And the man arrived at the home and murdered five people. Now, this is why you need a gun registry, because we would know that this guy was going to go murder five people. So this guy shows up at the home, and he obtains a large knife. A knife, and began attacking individuals one by one. Wait a minute. This means nothing. These kids, their deaths mean nothing. They were killed with a knife. We can't get anywhere with that. Killing with a knife. How are you supposed to get any agenda going on that? You can't ban knives. How are the liberals going to cut their steaks? Murder is murder. Whether it's with a knife or with a gun. And, Stopping guns from being in the hands of law-abiding citizens doesn't stop murder. Okay. In other news, Eric Fast and Furious Holder, he's getting to watch some of his guns that he facilitated. They're now coming into Texas and New Mexico. And they find out about it after a crime because they never tracked them. And for some reason, smugglers from Arizona being monitored through the U.S. government's Operation Fast and Furious helped supply firearms to a gun trafficking ring led by officials in Columbus, New Mexico, to court documents. Court documents also provide additional details on the extent of the Columbus conspirators' involvement with Mexican drug traffickers and La Linea enforcers for the Carrillo Fuentes drug cartel. According to one of the Border Patrol agents looking for a stolen vehicle, they stopped Blas Gutierrez, a former Columbus Village trustee, and Miguel Carrillo, a gun straw purchaser in Columbus, on January 14, 2010. Two men were later convicted in a federal case against 11 Columbus conspirators. They were not arrested that day. Fast and Furious is the gift that keeps on giving. It is the one that people should be in handcuffs over. Eric Holder should be in handcuffs in a jumpsuit. He shouldn't be allowed to work out during the day or anything. He should just be allowed to contemplate in his plain white cell. Those agents with the ATF that ran it, the staffers with Barack Obama's office, and indeed, if Barack Obama knew about it, Barack Obama should be the first sitting president ever arrested and incarcerated. And yet that's not happening. What do we do for this? How do we do this? Everybody involved got promoted, and the acting director who ran this thing for the most part, B. Todd Jones, is now the confirmed director. So his pension, like Renee was talking about, is fully protected now. The fact that, you know, the number is 300. I don't know how they track that. How do they get to 300? How has it not become 301 or 500 or 1,000? The fact that Mexican civilians are dying because of these guns, that doesn't matter. The fact that Brian Terry and Jaime Zapata were murdered by these guns, that doesn't matter. None of that matters. All we wanted was gun control out there. We don't care. We don't care the means by which we get this. We want to put roadblocks in your way for you buying a gun, you law-abiding, small government citizens, you, and if you're gonna have an omelet, you gotta break a few eggs. Oh, well. Going into the last break on the hour, we'll go back to the phones when we get back. We live in interesting times, no doubt about it. But they're more interesting for our side than they are for the others, just because of everything that's starting to line up against them. They've got to be feeling really bad. Really bad, because we haven't bought it. And they are beginning to realize very slowly that the American majority is not buying it anymore. In the meantime, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talked about this yesterday, last weekend in Chicago. 36 people were shot in 36 hours. And four of them fatally. And stepping up to the podium comes Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy. You know, the guy that gets drunk and shoots out streetlights. And rightfully so, he's getting heat for failing to curtail what is violence happening amongst the gangs. Now, when he was pressed, he put the focus on the problem, which is Chicago's gangs and the politicians who protect them. No, wait, check that. It's just the gangs. I'm sorry. And guess what? Weak gun control laws. Yeah. McCarthy said police have identified some gang rivalries at work in some of the most recent shootings, and we're moving to intervene, but the superintendent said lax state and federal gun laws thwart the department's efforts. I guess he means there aren't enough laws to charge people who shoot people unlawfully. No, it's not about that. It's about lax laws that allow law-abiding citizens, check that, murderous gang members to get access to guns. Because if the laws were tougher, you know, gangbangers wouldn't have access to guns, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have them. They wouldn't even exist there. And then they couldn't shoot each other. So there'd be less gun violence. They could get at honest work tending to the city's unicorns. Just ask those five people in Calgary how well that worked out. From somebody, you know, somebody intending to murder somebody. You know, he just used a knife. Don't need a gun. McCarthy said at the end of the day, it's like running on a hamster wheel when we're drinking from a fire hose, seizing these guns, and people are coming right back on the street. They're not learning that carrying a firearm is going to have a severe impact on what's happening in their lives. He actually seems to be blaming the court system and the criminal statutes for the murderous mayhem, not the gun control laws designed to limit criminal access to firearms. So why did he even mention lax gun laws? And how come CBS didn't mention this? This was coming from what's the name of this weak group? Chicago.cbslocal.com. How come they didn't mention their recent manipulation and fudging of the facts of homicides that occurred in Chicago? So his contention that their violent crime rate is falling, is it, you know, did he just miss something, or is there a lack of any oversight, or is he just lying? Don't forget, this is the same guy that said that his officers would shoot people that were concealed carrying a gun legally because of their training. We have a Second Amendment for a reason. And we saw that reason illustrated with the BLM militia standoff. And a lot of the liberals are stomping their feet and they're frothy at the mouth and their hands are white knuckled because people dared stand up to government. And liberals, take a moment, let your hands relax. Clear your mouths. And let me take you back to in history, shall we? Let's go back in time to 1946, McMinn County in eastern Tennessee. McMinn County had for a very long time been under the control of a corrupt political boss named Paul Cantrell. You probably would have liked him, liberals. He had been elected sheriff during the 1930s and presided over a reign of bribery, financing his department through false arrests and maintaining power through voting fraud, which sort of sounds like the description of every member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, doesn't it? But that's okay, liberals. Let's continue on. Keep focus with me. To prevent voting fraud, Tennessee law mandated that ballot boxes be shown to be empty prior to the election. It also required poll watchers and banned armed law enforcement from polling places to prevent voter intimidation. Ballots were to be counted in a public place where any voter could watch. Cantrell, you know, one of your own, ignored the election laws. He basically exercised a power akin to writing his own laws, which sounds like your president, liberals. There could be no accountability to voters as long as he controlled the election process. When he was elected to the state Senate in 1942, his equally power-hungry chief deputy, Pat Mansfield, was elected sheriff in his place. But in 1946, you know, Congress, you know, he didn't have as much power in Congress as he did in McMinn County, so he decided to run for sheriff again. This time, though, in 1946, he had a whole bunch of newly returned from the war theater of World War II veterans who decided they were really upset with this official abuse. And they decided to run a nonpartisan all-GI ticket against him. They stated the principles that we have fought for in this past war do not exist in McMinn County. We fought through for democracy because we believe in democracy, but not the form we live in under this county. Cantrell bought 200 armed deputies and started brutalizing all these people. So the GIs faced the choice of defending their rights against Cantrell's men or submitting, and they chose to defend them. They visited a state National Guard post and secured weapons and ammunition, then headed for the jail to go get those ballot boxes they had taken away from them. Cantrell's men opened fire on them, and a firefight ensued for the next half hour or so. Not many people were shot. Cantrell convinced the governor to activate the National Guard to come to rescue the deputies who were hunkered down in the jail, but the guard never came. And then the GIs went to dynamite. Long story short, the GIs prevailed. They routed Cantrell and his deputies. They got the ballot boxes. They had an honest election. The GIs then took the weapons that they had liberated from the National Guard. They broke them down. They cleaned them. And they returned them to the arms room of the National Guard post where they had liberated them. So what you saw in Nevada wasn't new, liberals. It's happened before. It happened this past weekend. And if you keep pushing, it will happen again. That's what the governments of New York and Connecticut are having to face. It can happen there. It happened in Nevada. It can happen anywhere. Even McMinn County, Tennessee. So when you sit around and you have your little hysteric fits over the rule of law being absent and this person breaking the law and that person breaking the law, what you basically have is a group of regular people demanding justice, and that's all. And occasionally you're going to run up against some that are not going to submit or go with a plea deal or just, you know, whatever it takes to just get back on with their happy lives. Eventually you're going to run up. This is a big country. It's a big country. And that's your problem. It isn't because of gun. It isn't because there isn't enough gun control or the First Amendment. Your problem is that people in the in the United States of America live under the expectation of being free, and they're getting fed up because they realize they aren't, and they're getting ready to fight you in a different way that you're not ready for. That's what you need to be in hysterics about. It's been done throughout history. It happened this past weekend. It happened in the 40s. It can happen anytime. Sleep tight. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this Lock and Load Battle Comp promo. My guest is going to be Johnny Lee Lewis. Now, Johnny Lee, he was one of the winners in the Battle Comp Challenge, and he's taken part in the Lock and Load Battle Comp promo. And this is a gun guy, and I'm going to let him explain what he thinks about the Battle Comp. Going into the third hour, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.